This is live from Studio A, and we're happy to have in the studio this afternoon the Old Smugglers. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Yar.
And when I say gentlemen, I have to say when they came in, they looked like anybody else, and then they went out and said, we have to get into costume. And I was reading the sort of the bio, and it says, cultivated the sound of a couple of pirates who retired to the Northwoods. This is the bio. And I thought, okay, they're going out to get into costume, they said. I thought they were going to come back in with like a pirate on one shoulder, a little parrot, I mean, and a tri-corner hat. And no, you came in, you look like the Blue Sky Boys. You look like, you know, the Leuven Brothers, absolutely dressed to the nines. And I feel like I'm at the wrong party now. So it's really great to have you guys here.
Well, we thought we'd dress for the show. For the audience. And we play better when we're in suits.
That's actually what it's all about. And
exactly.
Of course, yeah. The magic of radio, I could have told them anything, but I'm being honest, you are dressed in some fine attire, and I'm sure the music will be lovely. But I have to say, during the sound check, I thought this is like Take No Prisoners music. So I'm looking forward to it. What are we gonna start with?
First song will be Great Divide off our latest album.
There we go. 103.3 KMD. Here are the Old Smugglers.
I'm fine for my voice on this sinking canoe with a pack of smugglers with nothing to lose. Got booze and balls and vigor and troughs. Fish out the traitors with the bullish guards. I said, hey, boss man, you eyeballing me. Let's open your mind, you can see. I said, hey. And we won't stop till we understand. We tried and died. Won't stop till we see we're all bona fide. Won't stop till the heel is here. Great divide. I said, hey, boss man, you eyeballing me. Let's open your mind. You can see. I said, hey, Flatfoot, you know.
Fantastic. The Old Smugglers here on 103.3 KMD. And the name of that song again?
The Great Divide.
The Great Divide. Well, the suits just are to me so jarring. It's great. You make it look... The great musicians are the ones who always make it look easy, and you guys are making it look easy. And that's... Maybe the suits are blinding me to the sweat and
Oh, there's layers of that underneath.
Too. Oh, that's what the suits are for.
Yeah, you don't want to see inside.
Oh, see,
the suit.
That's a smart man.
Yeah,
that's I think about old baseball uniforms. They wore wool. the long sleeve wool outfits out there in the field, but you know, it wicked moisture away from their bodies, unlike cotton, which you know traps it. So I suppose they had it right.
We go for neoprene that really seals it in and just heats from the inside.
There we go. All right. Well, the Old Smugglers, I should say, Joshua Murray on guitar and vocals, and Eric Pearson as well. The two of you, how did this duo start?
How many years? I forget how many years ago, but we met in St. Paul in an artist building. And we slowly started talking and realized we might be the same person. and then found out that we played instruments. And as soon as we started playing instruments, it was like we could read each other's mind.
Mm. Yeah, it just clicked right away.
Oh, well, you look like twins. So yeah, that could be the suits as well, but... So was this at one of the artist co-ops down in St. Paul?
Carlton Artist Lofts.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
And so the musical style that you've just developed for this particular song, is that sort of the style that you've fostered throughout the career of your duo, or is it...
Yeah, pretty much. I think it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
It's just slowly evolved, but it always hangs around sort of this, sort of the yelling and playing acoustic instruments with a lot of force.
Yeah, and they are acoustic instruments. I mean, your guitar solo, the sound you're getting with the pickup on your acoustic instrument makes it sound like something else. So it's it belies what I'm seeing. So perhaps the people on the radio are really not as confused as I am. So, well, but now an artist co-op and. And Eric, I know you're a visual artist. You're a muralist, and you've done a lot of murals around town. So,
yep.
And that's obviously a fruitful gig too.
Yeah. I mean, that's mainly what I do. So I did the murals at the Red Mug building, inside and out, and a couple other ones in the alleys of Superior.
All right, As far as day gig, would you call that your day job as a visual artist, or do you?
I guess so. It ends up being more of a night job, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Joshua, what about you? What are you doing when you're not playing this guitar and singing with Eric?
I'm a freelance photographer and web designer. I do collage and drawing. The old art hustle.
It's, well, you know, that multi-talented people are what this world needs. So the fact that you guys have two strong pursuits, I think, bodes well for you, I hope. That's my, yeah. my hope. So.
We're trying to spread ourselves thin.
So now this... Well, as long as something still pans out. One of the three, keep many irons in the fire, but not too thin, we hope. You just put out a record in November called Hard Pan to Cast. It's your third, I've discovered now. That you've got an EP that you put out a few years back called And When the Madness Passed, and then Aleatorium was the next one?
Yeah.
And that came out, a couple years back? Or
Something like that.
15? I don't know. 16? Yeah. Something like that.
2016, maybe?
Okay. For a minute, I was thinking 15 or 16 years ago. That didn't make sense to me.
It really feels like it. We're always... about an album behind, like we have the next one written, basically. So we just need to keep recording
all the time. You're not one of those bands that goes into the studio with nothing and writes it over the next 4 months and tiring out all of the people who are waiting for you guys to be inspired. You've got it already.
We go into the studio and we have everything ready, and then we end up writing more songs than we need.
Well, that usually happens too, I suppose. Yeah. Creativity breeds more creativity. That's
exactly.
The problem. That's why you need to have a boring day job, not something in visual arts, so that you don't overproduce. You got to be careful. You're gonna.
I don't think
you're
gonna
flood your own market. Don't you see?
Well, we should be so lucky.
Let's hear another song. What do we got?
One, two, until the handle broke, which you buried next to your trampled soul. Shoulders shrugged and nary a pause. Held the blade with bloody hands. Now deeper and deeper the days fell away, till the rust fell hard on your sunken chest. Dirt in the lungs and blood.
Old Smugglers, live from Studio A here in 103.3. So when you, I was reading your bio, and I love what you wrote about yourself. This actually, to me, is one of the best manifestos of a band I've read in years. I won't say decades. I couldn't read that long ago. Well, anyway. The Old Smugglers, transient circus of shipwrecked fools, steal the words of the devil and sling them with great fortitude and reckless abandon. That is about as succinct and yet open as can be.
I think it sums us up exactly.
It really does.
That's what we sound like to us.
With buckets of gumption and whiskey, the Old Smugglers extinguish the fires of mediocrity and complacency to bring forth a new day of undeserved confidence.
That's right.
that's hubris, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we got to have a little fun.
Sure. Well, it is fun. It's terribly fun. And as I say, the look with the acoustic guitars and suits belies completely what I'm hearing, but I'm loving what I'm hearing. How did you develop the style? Did you listen to, Talking Heads and punk music growing up? And what did you listen to create this sound? Where did it come from?
Kind of heavily influenced by Tom Waits, and punk music, Afghan Whigs, a weird selection of Nick Cave.
Mm-hmm.
So many different styles that we just try to kind of, I don't know, funnel into what our sound is.
Yeah.
And just playing together a lot and slowly refining it. And I feel like it also translates to just even when we're not plugged in. Because at rehearsal, we'll go down from the stage and then work on songs, mm-hmm. like on the in Smuggler's Lounge, which we have.
Yeah.
It's still just as intense.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you know, I've had a lot of bands these days when you sort of ask what really feels like a traditional trope, this question of what are your influences, but more and more these days, especially I'm finding with teenage bands that come through or college bands, that they say, you know, the web has completely democratized everything. You can find anything with a couple of keystrokes. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, Cajun music that, you know, they're in the backwoods of Louisiana and they didn't exactly have access to what was going on in New York or Detroit or Britain or anywhere else. So that music really kind of became its own thing, its own culture that then emerged. But nowadays you're flooded with just about anything you want to hear around the planet. And so to come up with a concise sound like this, that almost seems like it's more of a challenge than it used to be, you know, because I worry that everybody's going to sound like everybody after a while. So
Yeah. Actually, that could be a big problem.
Yeah. So
luckily we're here.
You are here. You are here to, as you say, kind of bring forth that new day of get rid of complacency. So you said you've already got new record or new music. I mean, is there a fourth record in the works? Is that you want to let this one?
I was just trying to find time to record it.
Yeah. I mean, we have, like I said, we have everything finished. And we're adding more and more songs every day to it, so we should record it soon.
Yeah,
it's going to be a double album. Triple album. It's going to be Will the Circle Be Unbroken or something? One of those triple albums. You have to bring in more people to it, at least help you winnow away what you've got.
But exactly. Yep.
That'll leave more for the Outtakes album that will no doubt be coming out in another decade or so.
Well, and we plan on doing. Like, we may actually do an EP before we do another full-length.
Oh, there you go.
Of just all new stuff that we have to make up.
Yeah.
Just because it's, we can't stop.
Why should you, though?
Oh, right?
You know, and there are so many people that get writer's blockers, so many people where they kind of get stuck in a rut. And if you're just finding new material left and right, good for you.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pat on the back for everybody who's trying to find something, and you've got it, so that's great. Well, let's hear another song, and we'll head out with that. What are you going to play this time? Is this something from the record, or is this a new one? Or?
This is actually from our previous album. It's, I guess, our hit, if I can use that word.
All right.
It's a song that people will be able to sing along with, like, instantly.
Fantastic. The Old Smugglers here on KMD. Shut up! Hey, everybody!
reeling in the rush. We all caught up to the siren song of yeah, 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 ha ha. Yeah, 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 ha ha. Glassy face and ice cold arms still hold you fast in all their charms. Caps collide right off the bow. Crest still breaking to slap you down. Wait and dream of the seaweed's might. Hear the amber glow, a distorted sight. Rippled laugh will grab the keel. Help right you up, help keep you real. Yeah, 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 ha ha. 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 Startle your daughter to the sailor's tune until the morning breath cuts through the moon. Cast your eyes to the wall of sea. Work for you, is it work for me? Yeah, 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 ha ha. Yeah, 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 ha ha. Yeah, 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 ha ha. Yeah, 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 ha ha.
The Old Smugglers, live at Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. I got one more question. Where do these song ideas come from? Is this, they seem, well, I think it's unfair to label it as sounding kind of pirate-like, but, boy, you really are kind of plundering the high seas. And these are can be kind of Tom Waits-ish-like themes, I suppose. You've mentioned him as an influence, but yeah. The lyrical content seems to be, you know, really creative. Where does it come from?
We both write lyrics. We both write the music. Sometimes we, like one person will write the lyrics, the other the music. Sometimes we'll both do it together. Like it's a big mess and jumble, which seems to really work. The lyrics just come from, I don't know, where do lyrics come from?
Like, I guess.
It's just every day, what you see, what you react to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little pieces of paper in this weird wooden box that you find in the back of the closet and go, oh, I remember writing something like this 10 years ago. Now I feel like it fits somewhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Boy, you know, I look at things I wrote 10 years ago and I'm a little embarrassed. So I'm glad you could find it. Oh, no, this has got some life to it. That's good. Because sometimes, you know, I think about the early Beatles notebooks, you know, that are apparently are out there. Still, Paul's got them on a shelf or something, but he says, no. There's like 400 songs in there and they're all terrible. And then I think, boy, you know, you guys, even when you had throwaway songs, they were still pretty darn good. So let's hope. You know? So great for you guys. This is great. I'm so glad you guys were here today. And thanks so much, guys, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. Eric Pearson and Joshua Murray of the Old Smugglers. I'm Chris Harwood. This is Live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean with help from Adam Reinhardt and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.